Tune in to the very first episode of DevOps for Mobile Developers, where my best friend in the entire world, Abel, joins me to tell us, what is DevOps? Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of DevOps for Mobile Developers. I'm James Montemagno. You may see me on here on the Xamarin Show, and I have my best friend in the entire world, Abel, with me. Abel, how's it going?
Great. So happy to be your best friend now.
Best friend in the entire world.
Ever.
Yeah. Now, people may know you from all things DevOps, basically.
Right. So I'm all about DevOps. I've done shows on the DevOps Lab, Azure Fridays, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and people behind us may be seeing there's like a Xamarin on .NET. This is kind of like the first Xamarin on .NET collaboration, because Cecil got us together and he said, hey, we did a great DevOps for ASP.NET developers. You should do that for mobile development. Do you want to talk about that series that you did?
Absolutely. So we wanted to give like kind of an intro to what is DevOps and why is it important to ASP.NET developers and how do they get started?
Yeah. Right?
And so when Cecil brought up mobile, I was like, this is a great idea because I've dabbled in mobile, but not a whole lot, right? Mm-hmm. So my first thought was DevOps is just DevOps. It's all the same, right? But the more I dug into mobile, the more I realized there's some very specific use cases that I kind of sort of know how to solve, but not really.
Yeah.
So when he said, do you want to talk to James? I was like, heck yes, let's do this.
Yeah, so this series will be super fun because I'm almost all the time mobile, Xamarin all the time.
Yeah.
A little bit of DevOps, I got my way in there, but I think they mean different things to us and there's a lot of different tools that we offer. So this series is going to be, I think, 6 or 7 parts. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about today just what is DevOps, what does it mean for mobile development, what are the tools that we offer here at Microsoft. But then we're going to go into continuous integration, release, testing, UI testing,
cool,
which is completely different than really when you think of web development. I think, you know, you talk about unit testing and some maybe Selenium tests, but mobile development is really crazy different. So I'm excited about that one.
Especially all that distribution stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're not just pushing to a server or to like a slot or something.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to dive into
this. You don't have a magical like staging environment. You know, like, oh, just put it in that slot over there, no big deal. Like, you have to worry about provisioning profiles, key stores, and every single operating system and vendor is different.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into that. And then also, the final bit is we're going to take the apps that we build, put them in the store.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. End to end.
End to end, fully.
Cool.
So, well, let's open up. This one is all about conversation. What is DevOps? So, what is DevOps?
So, for me, DevOps is something very specific, right? Probably because I work for Donovan. So, DevOps to us is the union of people, process, and products to enable the continuous delivery of value, right? So, the key here is continuous delivery of value.
Okay.
So that's what it's all about. And when I think about DevOps for mobile, my first thought was, same thing. I have a mobile app. I want to make sure I continuously deliver that, you know, updates and value for my end users. And then I think about like my iPhone apps.
Mm-hmm.
That happens all the time, right? Yeah. Every day I wake up, there's apps are updating.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Like, and in fact, I think that in the world of web, what you show for ASP.NET in mobile is exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Like, people, the difference is with websites, you don't see that there's updates, right? They just kind of continuously happen.
Right.
Like, we talk about Azure DevOps, like, they're releasing, like, all the time, right? They have big releases, but they're literally releasing updates all the time.
Yeah, new updates every 3 weeks, bug fixes multiple times a day.
Yeah, which is crazy, like, multiple times a day. Imagine if you had a mobile app update multiple times a day. Like, you know, that would be kind of bananas.
Right.
But yeah, it's the same process though, because I mentioned I use Square Cash to do like inside of our household, we have monthly expenses and we just kind of Square Cash back and forth, kind of like PayPal, but with no fees. And I told a story when I'm on stage talking about DevOps, which is I woke up in the morning, I had an app update, I went to work, I came home and I had another app update. Like within a 12-hour time period, like somebody broke something and then fixed it, right?
Right.
And they learned somehow, they monitored their application and deliver that update. And you can't do that by just emailing files around. It doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah, which is what I used to do, by the way.
Like, so that's one of the challenges of mobile, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if something goes wrong, how do you know? I remember I used to get those things when my app would crash, it would say, press this button to email the developer.
Yeah.
And I never did that.
Yeah.
Although I knew I should have.
Yeah, exactly. And well, and that's the thing is, you can give ways to give your users feedback, but if you're not continuously delivering not only value, but improving your product, you're getting those one-star reviews.
Right.
Like, it's hard. Like, in mobile, it's almost even more important because there is that app store there where people can go and just give you a one-star rating.
Yeah.
I don't want to bag too much on my hometown Seattle Sounders, but a few years ago, they did an update to their mobile app where they were parsing date times wrong.
Oh, man.
And it would crash on startup.
Painful.
And you know how long it took them to fix it?
How long?
2 weeks. That means the app crashed for everyone for 2 weeks.
Did they have any remaining customers after that?
I mean, not until the next season. But, I mean, it was hard because it was mid-season too, and you saw the App Store rating go down. They've recovered, yeah. And you can tell that they're starting to get some processes. I don't work with the Seattle Sounders. I am a season ticket holder,
right.
In which I need the mobile app to work.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's really important that as a developer, I want to push code and I want things magically to happen.
Yeah.
So maybe like let's get started with ASP.NET, mm-hmm. with the series you did, what were the steps of DevOps there? And like where was the value being added for everybody?
So remember, the key is continuously delivering value.
Okay.
Right? So when we looked at it in a holistic way, so we looked at absolutely everything. From the moment you start a project, you need to be able to track your work somehow, right? Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to figure out, these are the stuff that we're going to do for this particular sprint.
Gotcha.
So we need to be able to track our work. We need to be able to have a place where we can store our source code.
Yeah.
Not a thumb drive.
Yeah.
Hopefully, or a shared drive.
Yeah.
We need a source control system of some sort, right? So we talked about the different types of source control systems you can use, whether it's Git or a centralized version control system. And then, of course, there's a portion that everybody thinks about, which is CI/CD,
yeah.
right? If I check in the code, it needs to automatically kick off builds and run all of my unit tests or run whatever type of tests that I have. And then, if everything looks good, I need pieces that will pick up those bits and start deploying them through my environments, my dev environment, QA, all the way out into production.
Either, yeah.
Right. And then, once it gets into production, it doesn't end there either, because like you were saying, even with a web app, we need to monitor our apps to figure out app up or down, app performing well, and what are users doing in my app, and especially those crash reports, right?
Yeah.
So if we know those things, that can kind of help us figure out, are we delivering value?
Sure.
Because that's ultimately the key. Not just pushing out new code or new features, we need to deliver value.
And it sounds like the value here is not only for the end user, it sounds like it's for the team too. Is that correct when it comes to DevOps?
Definitely, right? So, well, of course, we want to give our end users the value, but if you adopt DevOps best practices for the teams, it's hugely beneficial as well, right? It lets us figure out, number one, are we doing the right thing, mm-hmm. right? So about 90% of the time when I'm writing code or adding a new feature, I think I know what our customers want. I think my idea is brilliant, but really, how do I know, right? It's like I can interview people or do whatever, but at the end of the day, if I start developing a feature, I want to be able to push it out into production, have people start using it, and see, are they even using it? Do they like it?
Yeah.
And if they like it, great, I can double down and keep on developing that feature. And if not, I can redirect my resources, right? And now do another experiment. Try to find an experiment that really resonates with the people, that really gives them value.
Gotcha.
So it really helps the teams out figuring out what they need to do as well.
I love it. And what's great here is that everything that you just said, which was about the ASP.NET series, totally applies to mobile development, right?
You want
to
be same,
it's
right?
the same exact thing, but with different tools.
Yes.
Right? Some similar tools, but some also different tools. So what we're going to talk about in the series is three specific tools that Microsoft delivers for our developers for mobile development.
Yep. Okay?
So the first one, which we have up in here, is GitHub. Okay. I don't know if you've heard of GitHub.
I may have heard of it once or twice.
So
I may have a repo.
Might have a repo or 400. So that's where we're going to be storing our source code. Now, there's a lot of places to store source code.
Sure.
A lot of people use Azure DevOps repos. What do we just call them? Azure DevOps?
Azure repos.
Azure repos.
Yep.
Those are free, private, unlimited.
Free, private, Git repos. You can have as many as you want. They're pretty cool. And actually, inside of Azure repos, there are two types of source control systems. So there's Git, and there's also a centralized version control system, if that's your flavor.
So you can kind of pick and choose there, where GitHub is Git-based, so you're going to be Git. There's also other ones. You can have your
Bitbucket.
You can have your own centralized Git repository. You could have Subversion. You could have literally a lot of different ways. We're going to put all of our code on GitHub.
Perfect.
And that's going to allow us to do things like, you know, do checks. Like when we push code to a branch or to the repo, make sure that, you know, builds are passing at some point. We'll get checks inside of it. It's nice, all of it in there too. But all those features are also available in Azure DevOps too, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I'm just going to use it because I think since it's open source, it's open, even though technically now Azure DevOps has open stuff. It's like a nice world, but I do a lot of stuff on GitHub, so that's where we're going to store the code.
Perfect.
But know that everything that we're going to show you here, one, works with any mobile application, mm-hmm. no matter what technology. We're going to use Xamarin Apps because I'm a .NET Xamarin developer.
Right.
Makes sense. But technically, everything we'll talk about, any mobile app, any language, that's where we're going to store the code. And then there's two things. I keep mentioning Azure DevOps. Before we get to Azure DevOps, I want to talk about App Center.
Cool.
Visual Studio App Center, I sort of think of it as a series of essential tools for mobile developers.
Okay.
So there's services that are central and specific for mobile development. Mm-hmm. When you think of Azure, right, and you think of all the services that are out there, you have like cognitive services, and you mm-hmm. have blob storage, and you have like app services. They're very broad. You can push any code to it, right? It could be an ASP.NET website or not ASP.NET website, and you could be talking to it in .NET or in Java or in whatever, JavaScript, right? Where App Center says, hey, listen, there's a lot of these great services that already exist, but for mobile, they're special things.
Yes.
Right? So for instance, you need to be able to test user interface.
Mm-hmm.
So they have an entire lab of iOS and Android devices.
Now, when you say lab, do you mean like a real, like virtual machines, or are these like physical devices?
Real physical rack-mounted devices. Like I've walked them, and they're amazing. They're globally distributed, and they're just all these iOS and Android devices, all flavors of OSs, versions, and different device types.
Cool. So using App Center, I'm able to run like my automated UI test against the user interface on all these different devices.
On all these devices,
very
right?
Very cool. Okay.
So they kind of give you some of the ops part of it. So I think of like the ops part of mobile DevOps, because mm-hmm. they give you the testing. They also give you the distribution. We talked about really there's different app stores, different profiles, different signing. Mm-hmm. So App Center, they will help us distribute to our developers, mm-hmm. to a test group of people, a public beta, or even to the App Store. They're kind of like cool. the gateway in a way.
Okay.
Then they also do other things like crash reporting, analytics, push notifications, all those other things mm-hmm. that mobile apps need.
Okay.
Yeah. So they kind of give you those ops part. And they do offer a build service, mm-hmm. which sits on top of Azure DevOps.
Right.
All right. So you're the Azure DevOps expert. So to me, I love Azure DevOps. I'm mm-hmm. all about it because it does all the things
all the things.
And when you talked about all the different parts that go into your sort of DevOps process, it sounds like a lot of that's going into Azure DevOps. So we're going to use GitHub, we're going to use App Center, but our central everything will be DevOps. So maybe you want to kind of give the overview of what DevOps offers.
Sure. So Azure DevOps, like we all say, it's literally everything you need for your software project, mm-hmm. right? Everything that you need. And they do this because Azure DevOps basically is a suite of five separate tools that work together incredibly well.
Got it.
So the very first tool is Azure Boards, right? So using Azure Boards, you're able to track any unit of work in your software project. Mm. So that's like if you need to track your user stories or your bugs or even individual tasks or maybe epics if you want to, you know, track long-term or things like that.
Yeah. Right?
So that's a full set of tools that lets you track any unit of work, a full set of visual tools. So you've got backlogs, Kanban boards, and things like that.
Gotcha.
The next is, of course, Azure Pipelines. And with Azure Pipelines, that gives you that CI/CD experience. So using Azure Pipelines, you can build full CI/CD pipelines, full orchestration, and make it do literally anything that you want it to do.
Cool, I like that.
Yeah. So then there's Azure Repos, which we touched on as well. So inside of Azure DevOps, you have the ability to have your source code repository. So you've got Git repos and a centralized version control system as well. And you also have Azure Test Plans. So test plans, that's if you're doing manual tests.
Okay. Right?
So you need to be able to create your test suites and run them and track which ones have passed and failed. That's what Azure Test Plans can give you. And then finally, there's Azure Artifacts, right? So it's an artifact repository where you can store your NuGet packages or, you know, depending on which technology you're using, you can store your different packages up there.
I like that. And in fact, every single bit of this mm-hmm. applies to mobile development.
Cool.
It's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like often I'll go in and I'll be like, I just need pipelines. Like, that's good.
Yeah.
But you know what else I'm doing when I build mobile apps? Hmm. I'm building libraries.
Right.
I'm building websites.
Right.
I have multiple repos. One thing I like about Azure DevOps compared, like we're just going to put this project in GitHub, but one thing that I like about Azure repos is that I create a project and I can have multiple repos
yes.
under that project. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. Yeah. Because you might have one for mobile, you might have one for your web, you might have one for your functions.
I was going to say, you got all your back-end code as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think of it as this orchestration, like you said earlier, of I want to do all this stuff. And you know what else you need to do? Not only UI automation testing, but you're probably going to have testers testing your app, and that's where test plans can come in.
Correct.
So it's cool. Yeah. And that, it's nice, because like even the artifacts, if you're creating your own NuGet packages for your apps, you have your own little private repositories there of all your packages.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah. So we're going to show all of this and how it all works together.
Yeah.
That's what's cool, is like three products. Do you need three products? Well, in the world we live in, you can try to force everything in a project in like one single product.
Yeah.
Like, I'm only going to use this stuff, but we use all sorts of products. I love Azure DevOps because there's all sorts of extensions, but you might already have your code on Bitbucket, or you might already have your code on GitHub, right? And that's what we're going to kind of show today. Like, how do these things work together seamlessly?
Yeah, and it's super cool because these tools do work together perfectly.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to show. But now we have a baseline of what are we going to talk about, what is the series, and what are the products we're going to show.
Cool.
I'm super excited because I'm going to learn from you. I hope you learn a little bit from me.
I'm going to learn a lot. I cannot wait.
We'll see.
Really excited.
We hope that you learn a lot. And of course, we want your feedback. So leave comments in the show notes below on YouTube or on Channel 9. And you'll see the whole series unveil every single week right here on YouTube and Channel 9. So tune in. And thanks for watching this very first episode. And Abel, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, man.
Cheers.